down as the leader of the Democratic Unionist Party. He's also been suspended pending the outcome of a judicial process. Annalise Dodds insists big donors to Labour would not get an automatic pass to receiving honours if the party wins the general election. The chairwoman's been criticising Rishi Sunak for recommending a knighthood that can be given to a billionaire Tory donor. But Conservative peer Lord Robert Hayward says you can't just focus on one aspect of a recipient.
You've got people who are genuine philanthropists who also give money to a political party, and that's where the line isn't differentiated, because people tend to pick up on the donor side.
A man's been charged with attempted murder and possession of an offensive weapon after a stabbing on a train in South London on Wednesday. The 19-year-old will appear before magistrates tomorrow. Traffic is flowing in Dover at the start of the Easter weekend, but there's still congestion with waits of around 2 hours heading to the port. Its chief executive says travellers are being processed smoothly after initial backlogs following strong winds last night, but some drivers say they've been queuing for ages.
We were actually just driving from a hotel very close by, and we just wanted to take a 180 turn, but it was not allowed, so we had to go all the way to the aft, so yeah, it's terrible.
So what, we've been here, what, nearly 4 hours, but we're hoping we will get to Disney at some point today.
It's expected that around 2.6 million car journeys will be made today. A union's warning teachers are facing nightmarish stress levels and can't go on much longer without paying conditions changing. The NASUWT has its annual conference over Easter and has been consulting members to see if they're interested in taking industrial action. And Andy Murray will miss next month's Monte Carlo Masters and Munich Open tennis with an ankle injury. He says he hopes to return to action as soon as possible, but it's also uncertain when he'll be back on court. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Thanks very much, Chris. We'll have another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for which was conservatories and extensions.
Well, we were looking at some light rain earlier on this morning. Hopefully that is now cleared, and then we should be in for a fairly cloudy with occasional sunny intervals throughout the afternoon, and then much nicer actually around about 5 to 6 o'clock, so that's good, with lots of sunshine. Then a high of 13 and a low tonight of just 4. Tomorrow, a day of sunny intervals in the morning and in the evening. High of 13 and a low of just 4 tomorrow. No rain tomorrow forecast, amazingly. And the same is true of Sunday, a high of 13 and a low of 8. Then we're looking at sunny intervals all day long. But, of course, it's got to rain, hasn't it? And it's going to be doing that on Bank Holiday Monday, where we're forecasting here light rain throughout the day.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
This is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98 FM.
So good afternoon, great to have your company with us here on Phoenix today. And lovely to hear Keith here today doing the show, and he'll be along again on Monday between 10 and 1. So my name's Patrick, and this is the show that we call 123 Friday. As 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtimes. And And today, of course, is Good Friday, and then it's Easter Saturday tomorrow, and then it's Easter Sunday on Sunday, Easter Day. And so a lot of the playlist today is going to reflect the reality of that. We'll also be hearing from Bishop Gully, the Bishop of Oxford, who was a guest here in the studio back in November, and she's recorded a little 2 minutes or so Easter message. So we'll be having that as well today. But as ever, the usual features are there. So at about 12:45 today, we will have the birthdays competition. Three people who've had birthdays in recent times. I'll be asking you how old you think they are. And you can email me in radio@phoenixfm.com if you want to take part. And the vintage chart, which will be around at about 2:30, something like that, that's taking us back to this week in 1975. So that's our show for today. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best music and chat in town, Patrick Shearing on Phoenix FM.
And starting us off today, this was a track chosen for us by Bishop Adam, the Bishop of Bradwell, when he was in just a few weeks ago. Jules Holland and the Blind Boys of Alabama, and Rock Me. Boys of Alabama and Rock Me. Well, of course, yesterday was the 60th anniversary of the beginning of pirate radio in this country, Radio Caroline. And if there hadn't been for Caroline and the pirates, then we wouldn't have had all of the radio developments that we've had since, including, of course, Phoenix FM. Myself, while I actually was listening to Caroline actually on the very first day that it began. And so, of course, today I've got to play The Fortunes.
Caroline, Caroline, Caroline.
Of course, the theme tune of Radio Caroline, and that was The Fortunes. Last week, we had here Andy Smith from the churches in Hutton, and he's a big fan of Martin Joseph, and he chose this for us. This is Here Come the Young.
Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. Might just save the day, we best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of all your fighting, tired of all these years, tired of blazing crosses, tired of narrow feet, tired of smelling hunger, and they're tired of hearing lies, and they're tired of the big divide. These tired girls and boys, here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. Might just save the day, best get out the way. Here come the young, tired of assassination, tired of military threat, tired of the talk of trickle down, and they're tired of crippling debt, tired of corporations, tired of broken trust, tired of being slaughtered, and their dreams that turn to rust. Here come the young, with open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. Just save the day, you best get out the way. Here come the young. Rising oceans, tired of bigotry, tired of racist leaders, loading liberty, and they're tired of a lack of shame, and they're tired of failed accord, colluders in a private game, and tired of law ignored, and they're tired of their future being taken from them now. So you better watch your back, sir, cause they're coming for you now. Here come the young, minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. And they might just save the day, and you best get out of the way. Here come the young, here come the young. With open minds and hearts, inclusive from the start. Here come the young, here come the young. And they might just save the day, get out the way. Here come the young.
Martin Joseph, and Here Come the Young. It's just about 15 minutes after one here on Friday lunchtime.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a Hallmark care home.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St. Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive, weekdays 3 till 6pm, with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Phoenix FM.
Our home.
Keith and Christy Getty and the Immigrant Song. This is Kygo, and featuring, of course, the wonderful voice of Whitney Houston and Higher Love.
Stars above. Without it, life is a wasted time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look so bad everywhere in this whole world. What is fair? We walk the line and try to see.
Kygo and Higher Love. And it's time that we found out what's happening on the roads.
Phoenix FM travel news.
So hopefully one would have thought it wouldn't be that busy today, but let's find out, shall we? Central Billericay certainly not as busy as you would normally think, nothing really to talk about. It's quite busy around by Shenfield Station at this time. Central Brentwood here, busy-ish, but nothing by its own standards. There seems to be quite busy out on the route of the A12 heading down towards the M25 junction. Not quite sure what the cause of all that is at this time, but there's quite a build up of traffic along there. Also coming towards that junction as well, from the motorway there onwards down towards the rest of the area. That seems to be quite a built up area of traffic as well. If we go a bit further out as well and look as to what's going on, there was ongoing issues earlier on. There was an accident around the area of the M25 and M11 junction. There still seems to be quite a build up of traffic all the way round that junction at this time. So people coming down from the M11 and similarly people going back up and all the ways really around that. So just be aware of that if you're going in that particular area. It doesn't look to be any problems at all on the A12 within our area until you get up to, let me see, just a bit past Margaretting up towards Hoe Green, and suddenly it seems to be very busy indeed all the way up there in a northerly direction in particular. Again, I guess it's probably just Friday afternoon traffic, but seems to be a lot of that there, particularly around the Hoe Green Junction as well. And the centre of Chelmsford itself, very busy now, as indeed it was when I was trying to get through it about an hour and a half ago. So Chelmsford, really busy place today. This is John Batista from the album that was the album of the year for 2022. The album from it, this is Tell the Truth. The album's called We Are.
City.
John Batista, and Tell the Truth. This is I Am Sun, another one of the tracks chosen for us by Bishop Adam just a couple of weeks ago. Never heard of this artist before this, and I'm not sure what I make of this track. It's kind of interesting. It's called Slow Down.
Slow down, where are you going? What's so important that can't wait? Tell me, what are you seeking? What is it that's keeping you from bringing me your questions? All that you carry, all that you bury underneath. Just slow down, just slow down in me, with
I Am Sun and Slow Down. That's kind of growing on me, really, that track. A very unusual one, indeed. It's something here that you might like to go to.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Those wonderful people over in Hutton who run the Daily Bread Cafe, they've got an Easter afternoon tea on Tuesday the 2nd of April between 2 and 4 p.m. That's next week, isn't it? April suddenly crept up on us. That's at St. Peter's Church, Claughton Way in Hutton. It's £10 for adults and £7 for children under 10, but it's absolutely essential that you book if you want to be going to that. So if you want to do that, you can book via going to the email the dailybread@huttonparish.com. That's dailybread@huttonparish.com, or the phone number is 01277 262 864. That's 01277 262 864. So next Tuesday, the 2nd of April, for the Easter afternoon tea between 2 and 4.
Phoenix FM's Events Guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
That's a great track from Carrie Underwood, Something in the Water. Something in the Water, and I'm delighted that we can welcome Bishop Gully, the Bishop of Chelmsford, with some words for today.
Once again, the message of Easter hope and resurrection life breaks into a world that is full of sorrow, conflict and pain. How can we possibly make sense of this central event, the one that everything else in the Christian faith hangs on, when all the evidence seems to point away from it? When much of the time it feels like death and hatred and evil have the final say, rather than life and love and hope. Both on a global scale, but perhaps personally too, for there is so much suffering and loss. Well, if you rely on your emotions, on how you feel at any particular moment, and in response to any specific event that might make you happy or sad, if you rely on your feelings, then faith is indeed a fickle thing. For sometimes God can feel close, and other times far away. But the truth at the heart of the gospel is that God, through Christ, is ever present, whatever is going on, and whether or not we experience that closeness or not. I have these words of Carl Jung hanging in the hallway of our home, and I look at them every time I come in or go out. Bidden or not bidden, God is present. God was present on Good Friday just as much as on Easter Day. The important thing is not to confuse our experiences and emotions, whether we feel the nearness of God or not, with the reality of Easter resurrection. There's no denying that embracing this requires a leap of faith. No logic or experiment will prove the existence of God or convince you of the Easter story. But faith knows more. In the words of the French mathematician and philosopher Blaise Pascal, the heart has reasons of which reason knows nothing. On Easter morning, Christ rose from the dead and broke the power of death and hatred through the strength of his love and sacrifice. And as Christians, we try to embody that in the way we live our lives, in the service of others, speaking out against injustice, seeking to respond in love wherever there is hate. This is the Easter story, and it is ours to tell. It is challenging, mysterious, and life-changing. It offers light and hope in the midst of darkness, and I commend it to you wholeheartedly. For Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. I wish you a joyful and a blessed Easter.
Outside looking in, this is where grace begins. We were hungry, we were thirsty, with nothing left to give, oh, the shape that we were in. And just when all hope seemed lost, love opened the door. Said, come to the table. Come join the sinners who have been redeemed. Take your place beside the Savior. Sit down and be set free. Come to the table. And these thieves, there's no one unwelcome here. And that sin and shame that you brought with you, you can leave it at the door, and let mercy draw you. To the young and to the older, all who hunger, all the last and all the first, all the paupers and the princes, all who failed, you've been forgiven, all who dream and all who suffer, all who loved and lost another, all the chained and all the free, all who follow.
from the soundtrack of the TV series, well, it's actually an internet series called The Chosen. A wonderful series. You can just check that out just by going The Chosen, and you can find three series, actually, and we're all waiting for the fourth to come out, and that was called At the Table. And thanks very much, I say, to Bishop Gully for this special message there. She'll be celebrating the service at Chelmsford Cathedral on Sunday at 11:15. But wherever you are, there'll be a church service around on Sunday morning. I can absolutely guarantee that. And if you need to find out anything about that, there's a website called Church Near You. And you put that in and it will just tell you where the churches are near you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Sharp, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport every Saturday from 3 till 6 p.m. here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Guess the 80s, guess the year. The Friday teaser on 123 with Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, it may be Good Friday, but we're still doing our quiz as we always do because it's just good fun and it's all about enjoying your life and making the most of it, isn't it? So first person that we've got here today, Caroline Georgina Corr, MBE, is an Irish singer and drummer for the Celtic rock band The Corrs. And in addition to playing the drums, she also plays a wide variety of percussion instruments and also the piano. The Corr siblings were appointed honorary MBEs in 2005 in recognition of their music and charitable work, which has raised money for the Freeman Hospital in Newcastle upon Tyne, victims of the Omar bombings, and of other charities. They released their first single and album back in 1995. They've released 7 albums to date, the most recent being in 2017. So the question is, how old do we think she is, Caroline Georgina Corr? And remember, you get 3 points if you get it absolutely right, 1 point if you are the person who is closest of those taking part. And you can email me in radio@phoenixfm.com to take part. So back to 1998 for So Young, which was a UK number one, also did very well in Spain and only made, surprisingly, number 29 in Ireland. as the first of our artists today, Caroline Corr from The Corrs. And if you think you know how old she is, you can just email me radio@phoenixfm.com. And second artist that we've got here today, Richard Drummy, an English guitarist, songwriter and producer. Drummy and Peter Cox are founder members of Go West. He began writing with long-term collaborator Peter Cox, with whom he eventually signed the publishing deal. In 1982, they formed Go West, with Cox as lead singer and Drummy on guitar and backing vocals. Go West charted in the UK with a top five song, We Close Our Eyes, 1995. In 1990, they have finally achieved success in the USA with their single King of Wishful Thinking, which reached number 8 in the charts and was featured on the soundtrack of the film Pretty Woman. And so it charted at number 18 in the UK and number 3 in Canada and 6 in Australia. If you think you know how old Richard Drummy is, rather, Richard Drummy, just email me radio@phoenixfm.com. This is King of Wishful Thinking.
Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.